services at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
North Bay Honor Flight is a Santa Rosa-based nonprofit whose mission is to transport our local veterans to visit their memorials in Washington, D.C. at no cost to the honored veteran. The goal is to honor the service of our Vietnam, Korea, and World War II veterans and give them the warm and celebratory homecoming they deserved but never received. Right now, we need volunteers and donations. Please join us in giving our veterans one final tour with honor. Go to NorthBayHonorFlight.org. NorthBayHonorFlight.org.
Hey there, Sonoma County residents. Are you or a loved one navigating the process of aging or living with a disability? We have some fantastic news for you. Introducing the 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory, your go-to guide for support and services in Sonoma County. Imagine having a roadmap right at your fingertips, connecting you to a wealth of resources designed to make life easier and more enjoyable. For information, go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
102.7
All right, here we go. Another hour of America's Greatest Hits. I'm Rick Michaels. Got some John Mellencamp on the way. Belinda Carlisle is in the mix. Also, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The Goo Goo Dolls, the Eagles, REO Speedwagon, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, on the way. And we're going to rewind the year 1979 as well. All coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
If you leave, I won't cry.
showing signs of picking up, so let's get another look at the roadways from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch. How we looking?
Plenty of slow traffic now heading into Santa Rosa on northbound 99. Traffic sponsored by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. From Santa Rosa Avenue, northbound 99, mostly stop and go all the way up to College Avenue. And also southbound 99 is quite congested from River Road all the way down to College Avenue. Eastbound Bennett Valley Road, west of Grange Road, a crash, although I'm not seeing any huge backup through there, so it's likely over on the right shoulder. Are you a mental health, social work, or child welfare professional? Consider a career as a certified wellness coach where you can make an impact working with children and youth. Learn more at cawellnesscoach.org, supported by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
The worst nuclear accident in U.S. history occurs at Three Mile Island. Odd even gas rationing spreads nationwide after an oil import shutdown. In Sonoma County, Radio Shack advertises a complete stereo system on sale for just $289.
And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1979.
The Wolf and Rick Michaels here. If you haven't heard, we do have two frequencies, 102.7 and 102.5. The 102.5 is for the southern half of the county.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. All I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see.
feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't go to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. Well, everything's made to be broken. I just want you to know.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
For the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A top item on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors' agenda for tonight is a vote to expand the authority of County Administrator Tina Rivera. Under a new proposal, she would become responsible for overseeing 16 department heads, including the day-to-day supervision and hiring and firing of all those positions. The move is expected to make the county government more efficient, consolidating oversight with Rivera so those department heads don't have to report to the full board. The decision finally came down yesterday in the long-awaited arbitration over rents at the Youngstown Mobile Home Park in Petaluma. According to the Press Democrat, rents will go up by $118 per month for mobile home space rent. That is more than residents wanted, but far less than the $900 per month increase the property owners were calling for. The price to go across the Golden Gate Bridge is set to go up by 50 cents on July 1st, bringing the rate for two-axled vehicles to $10.25. Tolls for fast-track customers, who make up the majority of bridge motorists, will be $9.24.